This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Bob Uecker passed away, and despite being one of the greatest baseball commentators, announcers of all time, personalities of all time, he does hold a great place in my life, not as a Cleveland Indian fan, but just as a fan of baseball. So I like to play a lot of that. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, boy, have you guys looked around the NL West? S is crazy. Is it time to panic on Shohei and the Dodgers? So we'll get to that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, plus fair or foul at the bottom of that hour. But I don't know. Did you guys, Jordan, I feel like you saw it. But Joe, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the tweet John Heyman put out and then canceled?
I did. And so when you texted me today, we were talking about what we were going to talk about, what's on the show. And you said...
You were a little surprised I wanted to bring it up, huh?
Well, you had mentioned it, and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then I went and found said picture. I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw this picture last week. So I didn't know that this is what you and other people thought it was, though, what this random list that John Heyman tweeted out was.
Yeah, we haven't had one of these in a while, these big lists.
Yeah, this list came out. And there are 103 players on this list.
And we're going to say every name.
And talk about each player. Like, buckle up.
Let's rank them through 103 now.
We're going over on this segment.
Going through to dirt and spring.
But there's no
morning.
Boss, so nobody cares. I saw this list, and I was kind of like, okay, all right, it looks like a list of dudes. Okay, I see some common denominators here, but I also see some non-common denominators. And then I hear John Heyman deleted it. Now, this list is, come to find out, coincides with the list that Bleacher Report obtained in 2018. And it is the exact same list with the exact same people at the exact same number, 1 through 103. The rumor on the street is this list is the Mitchell Report.
All the players that were on the Mitchell Report.
If you're not familiar, in 2003, Major League Baseball went to the Major League Baseball Players Association and said, we would like to conduct a drug test to see how rampant steroids are in this game. You will be anonymous. Your name will not be leaked. But we would like to test to see. The rumor on the street is that this is the list of people who tested positive. There are, I can't remember, I've done the numbers and over the last few days, and I can't remember if there's 6 or 8, but there is either 6 or 8 current Hall of Fame elected players, mm-hmm. along with those that are not elected for suspected steroid use.
Can I lend a little bit more credence to the theory that this could be a list from 2003? If you look at the organization of all these names,
it's it.
Well, it's all of the names that were prominent in this time, but
it starts with the B's in Boston. It's alphabetical order,
exactly,
to some extent.
Well, and that's Trot what I Nixon. Thought the Sorry. List. I was going to say that's what I thought the list was at first.
The best
was,
players of 2003.
No.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
A list of just a list of Red Sox players. Like I was like,
right,
okay,
you first start, and you're yeah, like, oh, like, okay,
Nomar,
yeah,
Trot Nixon, David Ortiz. Man, I was like, all right, so this is just a list of Boston Red Sox players? What the hell? No, and then
but once
as
you start
I went
to look through it, you can tell it's team by team.
Yeah. Exactly. It's team by team, and it's obvious if you're a diehard baseball fan like all three of us are, that these guys all played on these teams. Like, for instance, Mariners example, Brett Boone, Mike Cameron, Randy Winn, Ryan Franklin, Freddy Garcia, and Rafael Soriano, Scott Spezio all appear
was
on that
Spezio
list.
On the
Spezio
Angels
might have been
the
on
time?
The Angels still, and the Angels are right below the Mariners.
No,
here.
He's not because it's alphabetical order.
Okay, so there we go. So he is technically a Mariner
it's
at this point.
Because when you get to Texas, it's Alex Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez, Rafael
Palmeiro. Yeah.
That's alphabetical order.
And then you see like the Phillies starting with Bobby Abreu up on the other, Levon Hernandez going down to the Marlins. Like, no, this is obviously a list of players that were on teams together in 03, organized that way. So yeah, it's at least allegedly looking like this really could be the list of the Mitchell Report players from 2003.
My the Orioles players that are on it. Brian Roberts, I won't believe it. I won't believe it. My
never.
Guy Brian.
Nobody
would never.
Could ever believe that.
Jay Gibbons
suspended. I think Jay Gibbons was actually already known to have done something.
I was going to say, the Jay Gibbons, I'd believe that. Melvin Mora, probably believe that one, too.
He was a really good hitter.
But I think that's what's interesting, and we'll get into some of the guys, but, you know, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Does this have any clout? Does this have any influence on the future of what we think about that era? You know, Joe, you've done this show with me for so long, when you were a producer, and now you're with me, you know, when Voldemort was here, like, we steered away from steroid talk. We steered away from Pete Rose talk. We always wanted to talk about what's going on the field, but every once in a while, there's big things that happen. And I don't know if this is me reading too much, but when I looked at this list, there's a lot of guys on here that are like a duh. And then there's a lot of guys on this list that's like, ooh, uh-oh, I did not know that.
Aaron Boone,
does
maybe?
This does this change perception?
Two current managers, at
this,
least,
does
Aaron
this
Boone and
do
Dave Roberts?
Anything to the view of the game? The view of that era versus now, as we see a lot of these guys participating in baseball?
Well, it's also one of those that, is this... And you had mentioned that this is the same list that Bleacher Report also reported on in 2018 or something,
yeah.
and or a lot of the same names that they reported on, something like that.
Was a picture of the list out in 2018? Like, are we seeing this for the second time?
I think we are seeing it for the second time.
Okay,
I saw a link on my Reddit feed to a Bleacher Report. It was a link to a Bleacher Report article in 2018, and it was the same list that they had acquired and thought was the Mitchell Report. Because when the Mitchell Report was done, baseball told players they had anonymity.
That's a tough one.
But don't eventually, as things go, things start to kind of leak out.
And you see, it's funny.
Everybody's on this list of people that have been blackballed.
Exactly.
Everybody's on that list.
It's funny that you say, like, oh, these slam dunks on here, like, we've seen, like, Ryan Franklin suspended for steroid use, Barry Bonds suspected of steroid use. You go down almost Andy Pettit suspended for HGH use. Like, there are a lot of guys that line up with this.
And then there's dudes, Richie Sexton, Barry Bonds.
Duh.
You're like Sean Green, Eric Gagne.
And then
you're
there's
like, duh.
There's also the guys that like say Brett Boone pops up big for me, not only because he's one of my favorite players, but if you remember in one of Jose Canseco's books, I think it was the first one, Juiced, he accused Brett Boone. I think out of the 20 players or so that he named, maybe more in that book, Brett Boone was one of them. And the story was like Boone hit a double in spring training, and Jose was like kind of like, whoa, dude, I'm impressed. Like, what are you taking? And Boone, the alleged quote was like, shh, don't tell nobody. And he always publicly denied it, and he never tested positive for steroids. But guys that have even been accused or even whispers about are on this list too.
I think for me, what's more fascinating is there's a lot of people on this list that I didn't expect to be on this list. I think it starts at the top. no more Garcia Parra. Didn't expect that.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pedro Martinez, just looking at that one team, didn't expect that.
Was this all roids or was it HGH too?
It's probably, I don't know.
Because like Pettit.
I'd have to go back and look through the Mitchell report.
I thought Pettit was only dinged for HGH. And I know a guy like Nomar, man, he battled a lot of injuries and was able to kind of have a little bit of a second career in Los Angeles with the Dodgers. Maybe that was because of HGH, allegedly. I don't know.
I think the like some of the most damning thing on this is when you get to Texas. Alex, Juan, Rafael, like that, we all know that. But then you get to people like the Cubs. Zambrano? Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Mark Pryor? Kerry Wood?
They both had massive injury issues, though.
Right.
So once again, why
I thought we absolved them from this. Martinez, I thought we absolved him from this. You know the name that I don't see on this list, which is the most exciting, Jordan? Is two names. Jim Thome.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
They are clean, clean,
not on
baby.
This list.
Nope, not even like
just some big boys that like to hit dingers.
And yes, David Ortiz is on this list.
Of course he is,
yes.
But we already knew that. There was already leaks that he was on the Mitchell
report. People have denied that, though. Oh, he's clean. Like, come on.
Fernando Tatis Sr., Gary Sheffield, Pudge Rodriguez, that's a Hall of Famer. Robbie Alomar is a Hall of Famer.
Wonder where Tatis Jr. learned it.
Todd Helton, that's a Hall of Famer. There are guys on this list that snuck through stuff, and I'm just curious if this has any kind of ripple effect. Obviously, you know, I watch MLB Network every day. I listen to MLB Network on Sirius, you know, while I'm switching from 1080 The Fan. You like, I listen to people talk, and nobody has mentioned this, which is why John Heyman probably deleted the tweet. Somebody said, hey, man, don't do that.
I'm really.
Like they're asking, what are you gonna solve from this?
I'm really trying to pour through this list though and see if there's any, because I found an article from 2009 that says like here are the players named in the Mitchell report, and there's like a list of like 70 something names, so it's not the full list. But I'm just trying to see if I can find one
the correlation that's
that
not
is
on
not
it.
On there to see, but so far
yeah. It matches.
Yeah. I'd like to throw a shout out that my Cleveland Indians are Sandy Alomar, which hurts. That hurts. I love Sandy.
Yeah, I noticed like.
And the other is Bartolo Colon. I'm shocked,
Come on.
I'm shocked.
Actually, Adrian Beltre, never really been suspected of anything or talked about in these conversations. He's on this list.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy to see that. A lot of pitchers.
I've always said it, Jordan, to be honest. I've always said it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
From L.A. to Seattle to Texas.
Boston to Texas.
Doesn't make sense.
Because you have that surge of a year in Boston.
It just doesn't make sense.
I hear you.
I think I might have found one. I think I might have
Give
found
it to me.
One.
Let me see it.
God, there's a lot of names that match up, though. God,
Johnny Damon's on the list. That's a shocking one.
I mean,
too.
The Johnny, the Trot, the Nomar, just in Boston alone.
Jack Cust.
Nomar
is not on this list.
Nomar, Johnny Damon, Trot Nixon, and Pedro Martinez are surprising to me.
Jack Cust wasn't in the majors in 2003. That doesn't even make sense. Jack Cust is after.
Joe is deep dive. As Cowherd likes to say, Big J journalism going on here to the left.
I am zoomed in.
Oh, no,
enhanced.
I'm wrong. Jack Cust was starting in 01. He was a rookie, so I'm incorrect there.
There you go. Jack Cust was named in the Mitchell Report, but on this list that John Heyman tweeted out, there is no Jack Cust. Therefore, debunked.
Debunked. I'm curious to see if this has any legs, but it clearly doesn't. Like, it's being shoved down, shoved away, pushed away. But, you know, there's Jason Giambi. The Yankees are Jerry Hairston, Jason Giambi, Alfonso Soriano, Raul Mondesi. That's the Yankees.
Isn't it safe to assume that
any
basically
of those shock Aaron Boone, Andy Pettit?
I feel that it's very safe to say
Contreras, Clemens.
You could show me this list and...
Oh, are these the best players in baseball?
Well, not only that, but I could just be like, what if I told you that everyone on this list was on steroids? I'd be like, yeah.
Duh.
I'd be like, everybody in the early 2000s was probably on steroids.
I think there's just some interesting stuff that make you think like, whoa, didn't expect that.
I mean, honestly, the seeing like Brian Roberts on there, which I don't know if in this article that I'm looking at as well. Well, yeah, he was one of the names on the Mitchell Report.
Was Eric Chavez?
Shows how much I know.
Yep. On the Mitchell Report?
Yep. Chavez, Miguel Tejada, Eric Burns.
I knew about Miguel Tejada, and I knew about Eric Burns. And by the way, Savannah Banana's manager. So it's not just MLB managers that are on this list. Savannah Banana manager, yep. Eric Burns as well.
All right, we'll see how this plays out. It's probably nothing. This will just be a little blip on the hot corner radar as nobody else is really talking about this tweet that John Heyman put out and then deleted. But that's your Mitchell Report. And again, I'd have to go back and do the numbers. I'll do it in the break. But there's 6 to 8 current Hall of Famers on that list and a bunch of guys that probably should be in the Hall of Fame if the
Jackie Robinson's on this list?
Stop it, Joe.